USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence addressing a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day.
The Bible says if you owe debts, pay debts. If honor, then honor. If respect, then respect. And the debt our nation owes to those who rest here among these hallowed fields and in cemeteries, churchyards, and humble plots across the wider world is a debt we can never fully repay.
The Vice President was joined by other administration officials, including Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. With more on why we celebrate Memorial Day, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's Memorial Day 2019 when America remembers those who made the ultimate sacrifice. National Commander of the American Legion, Army veteran Brett Rystad, says,
Memorial Day, unlike Veterans Day, is a day in which we recognize the sacrifices of those that served our country, those that died in the line of duty.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way health care should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
President Trump indicated in a tweet from Japan the annual Rolling Thunder motorcycle ride will continue next year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Rolling Thunder organizers report the event that attracts thousands of motorcyclists to Washington every year has become too costly. Last year's price tag was $200,000 for the event that pays tribute to service members killed in action, or POWs. Artie Muller formed Rolling Thunder in 1987.
We've got 32 years of history on a lot of legislation we passed, on a lot of veterans, our troops, and their families that we helped through the years.
Residents of Oklahoma are taking stock and cleaning up after multiple tornadoes touched down over the weekend. This man tells Fox News he can't believe the destruction he's seeing from this EF3 tornado.
It made me real sick to my stomach seeing what we've put our blood, sweat, and tears into just fall apart.
The planes are still under the gun for more severe weather today, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Generic drugs are supposed to work just as well as their name brand counterparts. Once the patent lifts, generic drug companies try to find alternative ways to manufacture the drugs that work the same but at a cheaper cost to the consumer. But is your health in danger if you take a generic drug? Catherine Eban is author of a new book titled Bottle of Lies, where she explores people that take generic medication.
As I began reporting, I was looking at sort of regulation under an honor system by the FDA, but the more that I reported, that led me to look at what was happening in the distant manufacturing plants that are making our generic drugs.
As far as finding out where your generic drug was manufactured, Eban says,
they wouldn't have any way to tell because the country of origin is not on the dispensing label, which it probably should be. Mm. So what people probably don't know, 90% of our drug supply is generic. 40% of those drugs are manufactured in India. Another 80% of the active ingredient in all our drugs is manufactured in India and China and other foreign countries. So the key question is, are those distant manufacturing plants being effectively regulated by the FDA?
And finally, there are new concerns that Mexican drug lord El Chapo is planning another prison break. Prison officials believe the drug kingpin may be plotting a way to break out because his lawyers are asking for at least 2 hours of outdoor recreation time each week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.